Clack, clack, what's happening, y'all? Mitchy Slick and Exotic Pop, they teamed up. Killer Collabo, Cherry Lime Punch. Available at all the active spots in Southeast, you already know. Green Cat Liquor, Par Liquor, and Mike's Liquor. Listen, y'all, if you don't got expensive taste, this might not be for you, man. My shit costs a lot, man, but this shit fire. Mix it with all your favorite drinks. You already know, you got it right here. Cherry Lime Punch, Mitchy Slick, Exotic Pop. Catch me in the streets, yeah, that.
When they true to the man and not to the code, they notice the dedication to start to corrode. I wish I would have noticed before it started to unfold. Just think if I would have got blurred when them times that I wrote.
Salute, salute, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest today. Introduce yourself, those who don't know who you are.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cynthia Nunn.
Cynthia Nunn. Okay, so, you know, let's start off by asking, you know, where were you born and raised at?
I was born in Los Angeles, California, raised in the early part of Watts and transitioned to Compton.
Okay, okay. So, you know, I know, you know, a lot of black folk, you know, come from, you know, the South and things of that nature. Like, where do your kinfolk come from? Do they come from L.A. too?
Who, my parents?
Yeah.
My parents, my mom is from Louisiana and my dad is from Alabama.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because I like to ask that question because I know, you know, a lot of people, you know, in California, New York, and things of that nature, they have a lot of, you know, people who have, you know, from New York and California have family from the South, you know, and things of that nature.
Right.
So, you know, recently we lost a legend, Red, being peace. Did you know him?
Yes, I did. Red Ron was kind of like my nephew.
Yeah. how long did you know him for?
Probably for a few years. You know, I met him here and there, but then he wind up coming to my office, you know, helping me with my food giveaways, helping me with the youth. He and I, we went to Chaka Khan and Luella. It was a piece at a park, like just doing different things together, you know. Let me listen to some of his music that he planned on putting out, you know.
Right. So I know I hear you do community work, things for the community and things of that nature. Can you let the people know what you do as far as that?
Well, I have a nonprofit organization in the city of Compton. And I came back to try to clean up the city, to decrease the violence, you know, to try to bring peace, you know, to the city, because I know how it was before, you know, the gangs came in. So, you know, pretty much trying to just resolve conflict, the resolution. So I started off dealing with the youth, which I still do, but, you know, God decided for me to take it bigger. So I do food giveaways, toy, turkey, Easter basket, backpack, whatever it is pertaining to the youth. But we do also do a weekly food giveaway, clothes, you know, whatever it is in any kind of way that we can help. That's what we try to do.
Well, I salute you for that, for real.
Thank you.
Also, I've heard, you know, your mother also was into the community and things of that nature.
Wow, you did. She was. My mom, she worked at the Watts Health Foundation up until her passing. And when she first got the job there, that's the type of work they were doing. They were like neighborhood health agents where they would go out to homes and make sure people had food and kids had clothes. And, you know, she did a... She started doing peace work as well, You know, when we got to Compton, she was having meetings, you know, like with Tookie and Jamel them, you know, just everybody, you know, just trying to, again, trying to stop it before it got this far.
Right. You know, and I salute you. Rest in peace to your mother. I salute you, people you. Like you, Red Rum, T. Rogers, you know, because me personally, you know, I come from a certain type of life and I'm trying to, you know, get into giving back to the community and the youth. And, you know, it's not a lot of examples to where, you know, after you want to get out that life and try to do, give back. It's not a lot of examples out there. So, you know, you one of them. And, you know, I like to salute you for that, for real.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, I heard that Dr. Dre contributed a van to you.
Yes, he did. In 2018, Dr. Dre bought me a 15-seater. Actually, sits more than 15 people. The Ford, I think it's a 350. Brand new van. He also pays for the snow every year at my organization. He pays for the toys. You know, he helps. Besides, God is my first biggest supporter, and Cleabone Sloan and Dr. Dre, you know, they make it happen. And it's others too that, you know, everybody is not as fortunate to have that, you know, the money that Dr. Dre has, but I'm happy for anybody that comes along and help. You know, there's been other supporters, you know, Anthony Anderson, Chris Brown, Waka Flocka, wow, you know, CeeLo Green, just different people supporting in different ways. Support is a big, big thing. And then, you know, there are some of my homeboys and homegirls that support, you know. So the support is great.
God bless. I see you're very strong in your faith and things of that nature. I am too as well.
Yes.
So if you have like a message that you want to give to the youth and things of that nature, like what would you tell them as far as, you know, the streets and, you know, gangs and things of that nature?
Well, first of all, I would tell them that the gang banging life is over. You know, it's not like it used to be. And then they turned it into something that it wasn't. The gang banging are what they say that we did, you know, during the time we were doing it. It was like a more of a protection thing, protect your community, your neighborhood, or whatever. Right. You know, what I will say to the youth of the world today is live your life, you know, travel, take your kids, see the world, you know, because this is no loyalty, is no unity in this stuff no more, you know. So I would just say live your life, you know. It's gangbanging leads you two places, death and jail. You know, they say God will bless you, but the devil will dress you. So, you know, get your life together. Live it to the best of your ability, you know.
Amen. So how would you suggest like the youth or someone else get into the community work and things of that nature? How did you get into it, and how would you suggest someone else can get into it?
I got into it. This is my journey from God. God gave this to me. I always tell people I can cook real well, so I thought I would cooking was something that I would be doing. But you know, God saw different. I would say to do some volunteer work at a nonprofit organization or somebody that's doing the work. You know, or talk to some of the triple OGs that you know that got their life together. And hear their story. I let them tell you about them prison lives. Let them let you know that it's not glorified or what you guys really think it is. It's not that, especially in this day and time. I would just say, you know, volunteer somewhere or speak to someone, talk to somebody, myself, and it's others out there, you know, that you can talk to about changing your life or getting out of it or, you know, going a different route.
Right. And you know, you stole my next question. I was gonna ask you about you know, I heard you could cook.
Yeah, I can. I was just telling my brother, my mom brought Louisiana to Compton, and I picked it up from her. I paid attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so you cook. Got that good old Southern cooking.
Better know it. Better know it.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So, how do you feel about, you know, now, you know, social media, you know, this times of social media, how do you feel about like people discussing like gang business, like on the internet?
You mean like discussing it in the wrong way or in a good way? Like,
You know, discussing things that, you know, maybe not should be discussed in public in general.
There's a lot of things that people discuss on social media that shouldn't be discussed, but you know, to each his own. That goes to show you that times is not real as they were. You know, they say gangsters don't kiss and tell, you know. So if you really, really about that life, then you don't go to social media with it, you know, with none of your business or none of the business that's been going on, you know, unless you're trying to better, you know, let the youth know that this was not the route to take or whatever. As far as everybody getting on, I mean, you know, people getting on social media, talking about me here, or who did this or who did that, that's not cool at all. You know, that goes to show you times have changed.
Right. Right. Most definitely. You know, but I like to get, you know, perspective of, you know, of reputable people, you know, because, you know, a lot of times reputable people really don't want to get up here and, you know, speak on that type of thing. But it's good to have, you know, these perspectives, because a lot of people who get up here, I don't know where they come from or who they are, you know.
Right. If you're speaking if they come in, like I said, to help somebody or to, you know, to let them know this is not the route to go there, that's one thing. Coming speaking on it, and 9 times out of 10, the majority of the people that's speaking on it don't know too much about it. You know, I say 55 and older is history. Anything under that is a mystery. You know, if you ain't 55 and older, you don't really know too much about the history. You know, you just knowing what you heard or what somebody said. And a lot of times you got people hating people because of what somebody else said. And a lot of times it don't even be true, you know?
Right.
It's the mindset. I feel like these youngsters, you have to change, you know, change the mindset. And then it's a lot of the youngsters out here that's looking for help, love, or whatever. You know, it's a lot of kids out here that's mad about a lot of things, you know, and nobody take the time to really sit down and talk to some of them. You know, everybody, not everybody, but people are always saying, you know, they too bad, they don't listen, they this, they that. But, you know, how many have ever sat down and took the time to say, what's the problem? You know, what happened? Some people are hurting from things way, way back. You know, it could be family things. It could be anything, you know. A lot of people out here are hurt, you know. And, you know, you got to sit down and talk to them. Get in their mind, get in their head, and see what's wrong. See what the problem is, you know. My thing is to try to change their mindset. And I can't change their mindset if I'm still doing what I used to do, you know. Or if they coming in my to my building or to the office saying, you know, and I'm addressing them as blood this, blood that, that's not changing the mindset. You know, you have to change the whole mindset. You got to come at them in a different way. You know, you can't take a cheerleader or a football player and keep saying blood, 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 or cuz, because that's not what they can take to the coach or, you know, the cheer captain, you know. Right. So you just got to change the mindset. Show them something different. That's the reason why I started trying to bring the snow, you know, to the building. A lot of kids have never seen snow, never been to the snow, and might not never see snow. So my thing is to show them that it's a life outside of gang banging. You know, it's a life outside of all this. You can have fun, you know.
Right. When you said snow, that just hit me, cause you know I'm from New York, so you know snow. When you said snow,
oh yeah, you guys get snow,
yeah.
huh? Yeah.
So you know, snow is not. It's like more of a burden for us than
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like you promoting, advertising, any shout outs, anything you're doing you want to let the people know or where they can find you, platforms or anything like that?
Well, I always give praises to God first in anything I do, because that's who been, he ain't never switched up on me, you know. You know, shout out to my mama, even though she rest in peace, you know, my family, my home, I mean, Dr. Bones, Cleavon Sloan, Dr. Dre, Anthony Anderson, Chris Brown, all the, everybody that came through there, you know, that have helped Sylvia and Nine Angels in any type of way. If you dropped off a dollar, a penny, if you brought some clothes, I just want to shout everybody out, you know, and shout out to this podcast, you know, for even having me. And, you know, I just shout out to everybody. Everybody, you know, prayers out to everybody that's going through something, you know. Keep your head up. We living in a generation where that suicide is at a all-time high, you know. I just want to tell somebody it's not that bad. Pick up the Bible or pick up the phone. You can call me, call somebody and talk about it, you know. But I am on social media, Sylvia Nun Angels. That's my nonprofit organization. That's Facebook and Instagram. And I am also on there as Cynthia Nun. You know, that's my personal page. So you can hit me up anytime there. I know my phone number is there, you know. But if you're going through something or if you just need somebody to talk to, pick up the phone. Maybe I can help you, you know. I always say go to God first. But if you want to just talk to somebody where you can hear a voice, you can. I can hear God's voice. But, you know, if somebody want to hear a voice, just pick up the phone, call me. I'll talk. No.
Amen. Amen. Is that your email there on your name?
Yeah, that's my email.
Okay. This is I'm gonna put up your Cash App and I will be contributing myself to your
organization. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate anything. Anything anybody do for Sylvia Nine Angels is very appreciative. You know,
somebody could drop that in the chat. Any mods there? Drop that in the chat. So, anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
I think I've said it all. I said, you know, I just want everybody to have a 2 months before, I mean, a month and a half before the new year. I pray everybody make it, stay safe. And, you know, if you curious about something, talk to somebody, you know. It's not as bad as always as bad as you think it is, you know, or they may think it is. And like I said, I'm here. I don't care if you, I got people from New York I talk to all the time. Got a few nephews out there, you know, so.
Right.
Anybody, anytime you want to talk, you can call me. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on Facebook. You know, and if I can help you, I will. If I can't, maybe I can find somebody that can help you. You know, I just know sometimes people need somebody to talk to. So
that's real
you can
talk.
Call me.
That's real talk. So one last thing, all praises to the Most High. I know you're a woman of God. If you could,
yes.
If it's not too much to ask, could you take us out with a prayer?
Yes, I can. I'll just say, I mean, you know, bow your heads, Father God. Father God, I pray for everybody listening to this, everybody that's not listening to this. You know, I pray that you lay your hands on them, touch them in every way that you can. Heal them for whatever they may be going through, whatever type of help they may need. You know, I just ask that you touch the world, bless the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate this. I really do.
Anytime.
With that said, all praises to the Most High again.
Always.
Salute.